of the root, the Haskana of the Gemara is not like Hananiya, is on this Gemara. Iboyer, that is foreign base, less than. Iboyer, how are you from the Irish? Avalishi smashing, Avoka Abshain, Gorul Bainakot, Mastisa Kanani, Ojuma, how are you from the Yisho? Bafulishi is Gorul Bukot, Mayim, the Loy Loy, the Frigidahan, the Shakuna, the Tavinon, Umaskone, the Loy Yitin, the Yisho, Bafulishi is Gorul Bukot, Mayim, the loy loy, the coach clausia, in the stabralon, the hochel mascot. The boss of the shakrin with Tahino on, now this is the first guy. Boyer, my lismechro, teich me gabu de osa, our lismech shafet on me, or the bill moloishna, or with the amdun on teich of the gabu de osa, shmaino, the osa lishe is על גביתי או שני קרופו וקטומו גביתי קרופו וקטומו. So, what's the raya? Because, what's the raya? By the read, the maskona the more is the precious now. Because the second raya is where the smichi is muter. The more says, the more says, teichu v'gabu v'yosem, avo nismich shavu. So it's a raya that she is us. But what kind of a raya is it? So that she didn't say? No. When the Gemara says, Tircha v'gabu d'osea, the Gemara means, it has all the Tircha v'gabu d'osea. But Smiche is mutar chazor. In other words, you allow on Shabbos to put the part, the gdeira, adjacent to the deifen ha'akiro. So what kind of a guy is it? This is what Eisner says. Vein a kufa kaboyo, di mas lish lahashis nam, kaboyo lahashis, u lehavz, di lehavz a kran, di shoga lahashis, af litech vigaba boyo lehavz a lahashis. Heiche, she einei, Mivush of Gemacha Ben Yosoy. So what kind of a raya? So this is what the Rishayim said. So the Ram explains what the other Rishayim say and how they rebut the raya by the Ram. Let's see in the Ram here. Munoche Umnon de Hochehu Maskone de Ho Bosh Mishakrin et Adun Adiboyer. Mal Nisle. Horav Alkese Zal Meide Reyes Alonu in the Sidu Alimim Se the Kaino Lom Nishista Vahil Vishie Vai Gol Vipoto Vahil Kinol Of Docho Kol Reyeso Vaniach Di Val Kolachas Vahachas Reyni Shor Av Alkese Zal Itam Achil Kmo Reye Kamai Si Mai Di Boi Lom Vigmore Mal Nisle Chlok Lai Mal Nisle Dei Roi Tzadetana Dei Akiro Sheina Grufo שהקירו מטלטל עשי משיבי נעיסו על גבי קרקי בסופר הרב זהו ואף אגב דיקל כבוש של ליבאיון למען דומה להשיס נם מהו להשיס בסמיכה ומען דומה להרזות נם מהו להרזו בסמיכה שבת כאלה בראי זה אף הלוכה שיבי דומה תיכו בגבו דעושה משמדי נקטומו because here the Mishnah says it's also the Mishnah and the Braille say that it's also because it's in Gorbinikot. The implication being what if it's Gorbinikotum then it's Muta. So mainly when the Gemara says Teichu v'gabu d'osel the Gemara also no probability means Teichu v'gabu d'osel by in Gorbinikotum but by Gorbinikotum so Gabo and Teichu amuta. But so if we say that Gemara is reference to Shia, then we can understand it. But if we are going to assume that Gemara is reference to Chazore, the whole Shaila was סמיכה יחזור שחלקן גמור עשי פייחו ויגבו הודי עושה אם חזור ואין לי גורו ואין לי קוטום אם ואין לי גורו וקוטום יגבו אין פייחו ערבותה but as far as חזור is concerned so the גמור עשי that חזורה של איבן דת איבן בי גורו ביקוטום חזורה בי תיכון זה עושה so that's the right so חתולור איבן במתיך מדבו זה עושה משיבי נפתומו דימשמה משיבי נפתומו הוא זה עושה תיך מדבו דימשמה דחמנדומה לחשסנם נוקטו לביון די נוקטו לביון די אולין חזור למהירה מהי אין כתומה אפילו כתומה תיך עושה די אורך אמר רבחל ואומר רב לגמור אלוהים שנו על דבו אבו תיך עושה so לגמור עושה מי סברס הרי שכוי עשי וכוי so that means that in regard to חזורה so then even by goal we call them so תיך עושה only Gabo is muta by God of the Kotum. So how can Gimora say here, Teich of the Gabo Udosa, implying, Teich of the Gabo Udosa by any God of the Kotum. But by God of the Kotum, so Gabo and Teich of, Amuta no, by Chazore, so Teich of the Zosa, even by God of the Kotum. מהי אין כתובה ביטול תיכוסה, לא חומר הפקל ומראה בגלול, לא ישר על גבו על תיכוסה, ואחר תינו לא באמרים, דולוי מחס, that seems to be good way, what the deep says. This is what Teisle says, that if the child when the Gimona says תיך בגבו עושה, can accord with the lotion that Litein means Lishens, and can accord with the lotion that Litein means Arzir. So smicha in chazore. Vachilti no lo beimrim. Doi machas. Mishum talmudi no kato libayi bikule. Bikushi di minusim. Bikule tircho bigabu osa. Vei nektumo. No kato afal gabu in chazore. Afu biktumo tircho osa. Oba. שירושים סיכו, ומוסים לישור הליסמי, ומכל מוקר מי, so as far as the first Abai is concerned, so the Gemara was not patient, and even though some cases she deals with past like honey, but the Gemara was not patient as explicitly, that's to rise, but the second Abai, the Gemara was patient explicitly, that smicha is mitu, ומוסים לישור הליסמי, ומכל מוקר, אין ליל מדבקן ליסמיך אצל האיש, דישן הוכה דיפני קירו, מפסיקים ביני ולאיש. In other words, what it means is that this statement has great relevance today, because today it's not like the smicha בזמן חזר. The smicha בזמן חזר also you put the part to support it, adjacent to the kiro, so the mechitze, the wall of the kiro, was interposed between the kiro and the fire of the kiro. Mashiachim today, so if you're not allowed, if it's any goal of any kotum, it's not only you're not allowed to put the kiro on the same grate that there is the fire, but even on the next, the adjacent grate, you're not so allowed to, because there is no wall that is interposed. So this tasteless has great relevance to it. Toshma Kirosh is the poor. And today, if it's any goal of any cotton, if you don't have a breath, you're not allowed, I mean, to put anything there, even not on the grate on which there is the fire, but even on the next grate, because there is no mechitze that is interposed between the next grave, the adjacent grave, and the fire of the grave on which there is a fire. ומוסי לשאול לסמך מכל מוכנים ומכל לסמך לתראיש, לשאול הוכה בדרך מוצירו מחסיק שניבי מלאי. Namino mit Stamik wie auf dem Kanal. Last week, so in haste, I went over the teachings, but we're going over now the same pieces all over. Shmamina mitstamik yofrin, pirit bekunches, the high tafshad mitstamik yofrin, all of Mayor Salashmina, the kosher of Rita, who used to clap, the king of the mayor, the rebuke, the asra, the shame, the upa, the lochamin, the mitstamik yofrin, all of the only kosher, keeping the hashtag of Rita, that's the main kosher, keeping the hashtag of Rita, the shunde uba, Hadal in Yusuf Kamaise, because Rabbi Sheikh explicitly spells out the case of Kotmavula. It's not that there is no people. Rabbi Sheikh mentions Kotmavula. So how does the Gemara even have a minisei? Shmamun on his stomach, the upper way, Mutea, and the Gemara says the Eche. Shmamun on his stomach, the upper way, and the question is the action. Well, the Rakshin also knew that Rabbeinu spells out the fact, the case of Kubacho. So how can he deduce from the member of Rabbeinu that Mistami Biyofu is Mutar? All Rabbeinu says on the basis of the fact that in the case of Kotmoviru, so in the case of Kotmo, so Mimele it's Mutar, but maybe in the case of it's not Kotmo, it's not Goldi Kotu, so it's not Mutar. How does the Makshin even have this Alkadaito to deduce from Rabbeinu's memory that even without Kotmo, so Mistamigahu is Mutar? Here Rabbeinu discusses the case of Kotmo, but true it's Kotmo, but it's Uba. So obviously the Makshin assumes that the Dehuvaro and does negate the Kotmo. So what avail is the Kotmo if it's Uvaro? So that negates the Kotmo. That's what the Makshin assumes. So then the Gemara gives the Teret. She would go, she couldn't ask this all the bite. The Mishun Dehuvaro had a little Kamaise. So the Makshin did not assume like the Tarts. The Tarts assumed that the Huvaro does not negate the Katmo, and the Makshness, the Tautzen assumed that the Huvaro does not negate the Katmo, but the Makshness assumed that the Huvaro does negate the Katmo. So Mimele, even though it was Kotmo originally, but since it's Uvaro, so it's considered as if it hadn't been Kotmo, as if retroactively it hadn't been Kotmo. So it's a Raya Mistami Yofri Mutter. So then the Kashi is, Boyd Kashi Kim Dashes of the Mishum Uvaro, the Mistamai say, Kim Shana Shana Ochri Kotme, my Porich, my Lememra. So the same action who at first assumed that Huvaro negates the Kotmo, so when Tarzan says, Shana Hoche the Kotmo, Hoche Mal Memo, so he's just assuming the reverse of what he assumed originally. So he says to himself, it is Kimishana Shana Hoche the Kotmo, my Torah, my Memo, who is Pugela, Pugela, my disalbide of me, Kotmo, that's a very strong cash. In Yerlevi, so takes this astonishing. In Yerlevi, the hashtag of the Daito, the loyal Shivet Tumo Klau, Mishum Guna. So the Makshin assumed that the Huvaro negates the Kotmo. That's why the Makshin said, Shmamunam Istamu Kiyofari Mutea. Even though Rabbi Ishe talks of Kotmo, but of what avail is the Kotmo? It was Huvaro. So Shan the Hashi Takla of Shulet Tumor Klaume Shmi Huva the Hashmino and the Hadal in the Kamais that the original Ktime is negated is undone by the Huvaro Dich Shulet Tumor. But you see, it's not that the Makshin assumed on the basis of Svot that the Huvaro negates the Kotmo. On the basis of Svore, we should say Kotmo is Kotmo, even though it's Huvaro, it's not negated. But On the basis of a certain raya from the Loshna of the Braise deduced that the Braise holds, the Makshin deduced that the Braise holds the Niva, the Huva, on the gate. What's the raya? Not on the basis of Slav. Das ist halt durch Schiebe Ktumme Tomsch und Uwe, was man da hat um uns gemeint. Die Schiebe Ktumme, oh, am Main noch kein bisschen Konzorche, auf die Leute bisschen Konzorche schon. Because, in other words, if there hadn't been any Reis von der Preise, then it's a last war, we would say, that Kotmo is Kotmo, and Kupago does not undo the Kotmo. But the Braise says it's Mutter Hashem's in connection with Hamishuk Mikotzorchon, with Tashuk Mikotzorchon, implying that Ham Shaloyuk Mikotzorchon and Tafshu Shaloy Mikotzorchon is also Hashem's. So if we say that the Hubaron negates the Kotzorchon, then we can understand as to why it's only Mutter Shie in connection with Chaim Shuluch Mekotzochon, Vitav Shuluch Mekotzochon. But Loyuch Mekotzochon, Loyuch Mekotzochon, so it's also, because it's not Golvi Kotum. Why isn't it Golvi Kotum? Because it goes Huvaro. So the Huvaro, it negates the Kotum. But if we are going to assume that according to the Braise, Kotmo is Kotmo. Once Kotmo, it's always Kotmo. And it's not negated by the subsequent Kubago, so then it should be muter even to be mashe chamim shaloi mishmachum kotzorchon and tafshil shaloi mishmach kotzorchon. So it's not on the basis of svore that the makshin assume that Kubago negates the kotmo, but on the basis of a certain raya. But from the point of view of svore, you would say Kotmo is Kotmo, it's not the gate. Was mir noch, der Adam ist gemeint, die Irrschige Ktumo, am Main noch kein bisschen Kotzorche, a viel loi bisschen Kotzorche, schore, da viel red mehr, die machen am Mittwoch der Neue, schore, wir haben schon Jochen mit Kotzorche. Die überraschte Lil, die ist am Han, die biggest machen, ist red mehr, and even he can see that if it's Kupo Ktumo, so Hamim, שלא יוכל כל צורכון שיעיז מותר כתריש נוליר, מסתם חם ותאפשיר, אבל שלא יוכל כל צורכון, ימין שלא יוכל כל צורכון אולסו. So in other words, the Makshin did assume. The important point in case this is, the true the Makshin assumed, the true Baron against the Kotmo, but not from the perspective of Svore, but from the perspective of a certain life. From the perspective of from the perspective of Svore alone, we should say that Tuvaro does not negate God. Uporich shmamen o mistamek yopel muter, dostam tapsil omol ikamud o mistamek yopel u. Shane, shane hochen kotmo. Perush ukshive ligamre ktumo. Bo adin in arloes, bo adin afiloi bishkotzoche. So rather, that's the machinine between the makshin and the tals. You see, the makshin also assume that the kubav, then the makshin at first. The Makshin at first assumed that Kubaro, that the Makshin at first assumed that the Hubaro negates the Kotmo, but not on the basis of Svore, on the basis of the Rai. So then the Talzin said, Shane Hoche di Kotmo. In other words, that Kubaro does not negate, so that does not negate the Kot. Umshane shanoch the Kot pirushu shibe migam vektomo. It doesn't negate. So then you ask, if it does not negate the Kotmo in any way. So why does Rabbi Yishe say Mizbashel Kol Tzorchon? Even Loi Mizbashel Kol Tzorchon. So it's Muter V'inachanam V'o'adin Atul Loi Bishel Kol Tzorchon. V'o'adin Nokad Bishel Kol Tzorchon L'ashminon D'ilavtumo Atul Bishel Kol Tzorchon. So the reason is why Rabbi Yishe formulates his aloche in connection with Bishel Kol Tzorchon to advise us that if it wasn't Ktumo, so then even if it would be Bishul Kol Tzorchei, as long as Mistame Piyopalei, so it's awesome. Mishan Mistame Piyopalei, Upor Chiyochel Maimemre, Apogab Dashminon, Diloi Kot Moser, Mikol Mokim, Mokat Hamilz, Milosh Neter, Mashma De Tiros, Ruyolo. ואף אגב דאשמינון דלחת רביל סקמייסה נראה להידהור יתר לאשמינון וסבור יהוד ילוי חתר רביל סקמייסה ואף אגב דמיקור אב גול מימה דחתר רביל סקמייסה but not because from the perspective of סבור לאו מיש מסבור למקים אלו משנות אל מיוסי בשפול צורכי הוי רוצה למקים פתבישס but once he heard that there is no raya from the fact that Ramesha formulated his din in connection with the case of Bishop Kol Tzorchei, some nele we can apply the svore and mitzada svore alone. So on the contrary, so we have to say that once kotmo is remains kotmo all the time, and the subsequent hubaro does not negate the kotmo. All right, that's one look. In other words, so according to the first lashon of the Gemara, so Rabbi Yishe is saying that if there is kotmo, so then it's considered kotmo all the time, and the subsequent tubaro does not revive the case of Enoch Tumor and Enoch Tumor. It remains Gorbi Kotum. It remains Gorbi Kotum. But in Mele, it's Muta living to be Mashe, Tapshio, Shalom, and Vashe Kotzor. Vashe Kotzor. That's according to the first one. The second motion says something. They Gishlim Hashan Hochadi Kotmor. The lovely gum, the money, Ktime, El Davken, Mishuli Bishel Kotzolche, Aboli Bishel Kotzolche, Yosea, Mishuli Hubago, the Ashos Shapi, or the Nokatoche, Kotmo Hubago, Ulil Nokadin Slapso. Now, Leo, that's the memory before, that when Zaino with Aleph, when the Gemara says, Toshma. The ninth line from the end of Yomit. Toshma doma rab safra ma rab chie kotmo v'nislapso seimchen lo mkainu lo v'neitnu menu marzirnu lo shmamenu lismich namo kotmo ein loi kotmo loi kotmo loi utamecho neitmo niton kotmo ein loi kotmo loi elo to neitmo shmarzir otan neitmo shmkainu oka ashnish lo marzir mechad mokim to neitmo shmarzir elo oche seimchen lechad mokim u mikain lechad mokim. So that's what teaches the reference. Ready shlima shana ocha di kofno di lab me gamre ma nyektime el davke mi shum di mi shum di shil kol tzol chayado i di shil kol tzol chay osea mi shum di hu baro. So in other words, whereas according to the first lotion, so hu baro has no effect whatsoever, doesn't change the status of the Gdeira Hubaro. Kotmo is Kotmo, according to the first Losh. And it's Mutea Ribu Loinis Bashel Kol Tzorchei to be Mashi. The second Losh says no. Kotmo is not Kotmo all the time. In other words, if it's Kotmo, so then it remains Kotmo, but to a limited extent. In other words, there is a difference between the status of a Gdeiro that was Kotmo and not Hubaro, and the status of a Gdeiro that is Kotmo Andy Zubauer. In other words, we have three situations according to the Second Washington. Three situations. One situation is when there was no original people came all together. So then it's Osea even Nizbashel Kotzoch, it will be Nasha, even if they all that is Nizbashel Kotzoch. But it's Nizbashel Kotzoch. Then we have a situation where it was Gomodi Kotum and it was Natul Varo. So then it's Muta to be Nasha, not only Nizbashel Kotzoch, like David Nizbashel Kotzoch. And then this time of your life, but even in data that was not Mislavish altogether. So it is also. Then we have a third situation that is in between, where there was a Grifok tomorrow, but then it was Rubavo. So then it has the status of a limited group of tomorrow. Limited. Limited in what sense? That you can be Mashe in Tafshil that was Nisbashel Kotzor, even though it's the Stamet Riopole, but you cannot be Mashe in Tafshil that was Lun Nisbashel Kotzor. That's the issue. Weidisch, die Mishanah auch die Kotmo, die Lav Nigamre meinig, die ne, aber darf die Mishan Bishal Kotzorche, aber wo die Mishan Kotzorche Ozea, Mishan Behubaro, die Aschte aus der Schafe aus der Nachatorche, Kotma Behubaro, und die Unokad bin Islapso, die Islapso aber Poches in Ubera, aber die Gamre kiegt um aus, in other words, there are two kinds, in other words. One is, when he is cheating, the Gaholim Morris, it's given to the holy, and then it's aroused, but not in the same way as it was before the Gripper. That's called Mislaps. And one Hubaro means not only the fire was aroused, but the original fire was aroused. Hubaro means that it was aroused in a full way. The original fire and the original heat was revived. So, Nislapso means aroused, but not revived. The original fire was not revived. So then, it doesn't negate in any way the cotton. Because it was only aroused, but the original fire, prior to that existed, prior to the call of the Gerold, the Griffin of Timmy, so was not revived, only a small fire was aroused. So then it has a status, the full status of Gufoktum. But then if it's Hubaro, not only when the fire was subsequently aroused, but the original fire, the original hay, the original heat was revived completely. So then there is a certain negation, but a limited negation of the original Ktuma. If you just mislapno, so there is no negation of the Ktuma altogether. But if it's Hubaro, if the original fire and heat are revived, so then there is a limited negation. So then, limited negation in what sense? That we are allowed to be Mashe Tavshil that was Nisbashel Kotzorche, even though it's Nisbashel Kotzorche, but we are not allowed to be Mashe a Tavshil that was Nisbashel Kotzorche. Rashi shapa na ketoche kot maguva u nach ni slaps und hat von por maguva aber ni gamre kiktu mo u por ni oche mal memre da bla bin se ni spora va mine le hat le muse kamai se moi bin ni slaps so in shore va pil loy bin shel kotoche u lo shni se rabla shmino de loy lo shneta mi shane hu va ve is khale ni ab muse lo ye poshet hete va da so tait ko memre da hat er es gemeint. All right, so we have two issues. Now, in a case that they in here, we have to understand it. I mean, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? In the first lashon was the pshat. In the second lashon, at least the first lashon is not strange. Because
The first Lashon holds that Kotmo is Kotmo, remains forever Kotmo, okay? But the second Lashon is strange, superficially different, is strange molecule. What kind of a compromise is it? Either the subsequent Hubavo undoes the Kotmo, or it doesn't undo the Kotmo. But he negates a little bit, and not completely, so why is it so? Now, Rashi mentions here, Shana Hocha de Kotmo, the Gola Daiti de Reviha Levitim. So I said last week that from this Rashi it appears that Rashi agrees with the language of the Gola. In other words, many of the Shavim say that the reason is why Gola de Kotmo is Kules is because by Gola de Kotmo, so there is Ek. So the question is the hacker, is the hacker effective per se in itself? But from the Rambam it appears it's not that the hacker is effective per se in itself. In other words, we could say that the hacker per se is effective. In other words, the fact that he's given a kingdom, the fact that he pushes away all the coals to the side, the fact that he covers up the coals with ashes, so is a reminder, it will alert him not to forget and be the Chatelik HaKom. But from the Rambam it doesn't appear that the Kokrifu Ktive is effective as the Hekka per se. But if he's here to keep them, so then we have a riot as to the subjective disposition of the person. So it's a riot that the person who is masher, who wants to be masher, the Gdeiro and the Kiro, that he is indisposed towards speaking the Holy. Because if he had been subjectively disposed towards speaking the Holy, why should he act like this? He's acting in a very bizarre way. If he is disposed towards Chitri Yoholim, he is not acting as a reasonable person. So why does he move away the coal? If he wants to be Chitri Yoholim, so then he's making for himself more work, so he has to push back the Yoholim and to be Chitri. You cannot be Chitri if the Yoholim are away. So the fact that he pushed away the Yoholim, the fact that he covered up the Yoholim with ashes indicates that subjectively he's Meisir Das from Chitri Yoholim. And once he's Meisir Das from Chitri Yoholim, we don't have to anticipate the possibility that he will change his mind and he will be Mechatri Yoholim. That's the Rambam. And from Rashi it appears the same way, because Rashi says Shan Hocha de Kotmo the Yesh B'Hekar Shelo Yechates B'Chol. Rashi should say, if Rashi had held that the Krifu Ktine is effective per se as a Hekar, no, Rashi emphasizes it's not that the Krifu Ktine is effective as a Hekar per se, but the Krifu Ktine is like a barometer for his intention, for his subjective disposition. If he is getting indicated, so we have a riot that he is indisposed towards Chitri Yoholim. On the contrary, he is Nisir Das from Chitri Yoholim. That's what Rashi says. So in Mele, we can explain the two shares and bases on the basis of these two concepts. One concept is the triple ktime is effective as a hacker per se, not as a barometer of his subjective disposition. And the other concept is that your triple ktime is effective as a barometer of his subjective disposition against Chitri Yoholim. So merely the first Lashon says that that the maskana of the Gemara is that once it's katma, it's always katma. Once it's katma, it's always katma. Now, if we are going to say that chitu gechol, that the purpose of grifu k'tine is as a hekar mitzvah, then we can understand very well why once katma, always katma. Because true, it was rubavo, the same fire was revived, but a hekar there is. So it will be a reminder. He knows that he did a lot of work in pushing for his gacholim, he did a lot of work in covering up the gacholim. So maybe there is a reminder for him. So even though it was Zubaro, but he's already alerted to be on guard against the gacholim. So once he got more, always got more. But if we are going to say that Grifo Ktimo is not effective as a Hekka per se, that Grifo Ktimo is only effective as a barometer of his subjective disposition against the Holy, so Bishleime, if he's delicated and it's not to grow, so there is no change circumstance. So then we say we are sure there is a presumption that if this person worked hard, he pushed away the hole, or he covered up the hole with ashes. So that's a raya that subjectively he's not disposed of putting the hole. Otherwise, he's acting in a very unreasonable manner. So it's a raya. But in the case where he's cutting the hole, in the case where he's given the cake, or is dedicated, and then shortly afterwards the same fire is revived, so then we don't have a presumption that subjectively is indisposed to the Mechat Gehol, because many people, if they decide on one approach, and then there is a change circumstance, they change the approach. I mean, don't you see constantly many people, let's say, they are very much involved in speculating on the stock market. And they keep on buying stocks, hoping that the price of the stocks will rise. But once there is a crash in the stock market, so they change their approach. So here too, true, the fact that the person was given the cake into the holy, that's a riot that subjectively originally he was indisposed towards the critical holy. But when there is a change circumstance and the fire was revived completely, maybe that changed his disposition. Some male will guess what
he did. But changing his disposition though, he still did a maisa. He did a maisa by doing the original grief and katima.
Yeah, but there was a changed circumstance. So maybe when he sees all the same fire is revived, well, so then I might as well be mechat gehol. I mean, I don't think that the example of the stock market is exact. I know you can distinguish. But I mentioned it in the Galadina. I mentioned it. So the melee. So, of course, you can say it the other way too, but I'm saying it that way because of the second question. I'm saying it that way because of the second question. So, melee, the first question in taste is, oh, but that's only if we say that Kifuktime is not effective as a hekar per se, but it's effective as an indication of his subjective disposition. And the male we say, when do we have a raya that is in the Abbas, as long as it wasn't Zubar. But if it was Zubar, also it's possible that the fact that it's Zubar and so suggested to him, oh, it's so easy to expedite the visual in a few minutes by saying the Holy that he might change his mind and become disposed towards the Yehovah. But if we say that Zikur Kedimah is effective as the Hekel itself, then we certainly have to say that once called the Kotel, always called the Kotel. There is already a Hekel, there is already a reminder of him to be on guard against Chidur Yechol. I know we could see that way too, but even from the point of view of subjective disposition, so once he made such a decision, he's not going to change his mind, even though there is a changed circumstance, there is a changed circumstance which makes it easy for him, you know, to be Chidur Yechol. So, but because of the second lashon, that's why I'm saying the second lashon. So the first lashon assumes that Zikur Kedimah is effective as a hekel itself, not as an indication of his heschadah, as Rashi in the Rambam said. So Meiri says that it's muter according to Rabbi Ishe, even to be mashe in the case of Kotno Gubaro, to be mashe in Vero that was not his basha for Tzorche. The second version says not. The second version says that if it's Kotno Gubaro, then it has the status of limited proportion. Limited in what sense? You can be mashe in Vero that was his basha for Tzorche and his stomach we operate. But you cannot be Masha if they are that was learning his Basha Kosov. Why? So we could say it in two ways, the second Masha. One way is that whereas this the first Masha assumed that the Kriful Ketimah is effective as the Hekel in itself, period. The second version holds that the goal for Kotum can be effective on two grounds. First, as a hekel itself. Secondly, as a barometer of his subjective heschadah. So, when it is in his bashal kol tzorchei, then there is no raya of heschadah, because two originally he was decided against Chidur Yecholim, but since it was Rubaro, so it's possible that the changed circumstances affected a change of disposition, because he sees the whole fire was revived intact, so merely decided I might as well take advantage of it. Let's say, like a person, let's say, take an example of someone who is involved in the stock market. Suppose now with the converse, suppose a certain person is always decided not to speculate. He doesn't want to take chances. But if he sees that stocks keep on rising one week after the other, he might change his intention and decide to buy stocks. So here too, who originally he intended not to resort to Chidur Yecholim, but now that there was a changed circumstance, and the whole fire was revived, so maybe he decided to take advantage of the changed situation and to really Chidur Yecholim. After all, the whole fire revives, that means that the fire works very well for his benefit, so he might as well decide to take advantage of the changed circumstance. So really, from the point of view of Hesach Hadas, in the case of Huvaro, so Huvaro should negate the Kop. But from the point of view of Hecher, so certainly the Huvaro does not negate the Hecher. The Hecher is a Hecher. The Hecher is a reminder. So he'll always be on guard against forgetting and being Mechate the Gehol, Mechate the Gehol. Some melee, a hecker believes. But if it is Lulu's Tashmakal Tolche, then there is more of a likelihood for Chidush. There is a greater temptation, more of a possibility. Because after all, it's Lulu's Tashmakal Tolche, and he wants to enjoy eating it. He doesn't want to eat how they attack. It's edible. Okay. It's edible, but it's not very enjoyable. Most people don't enjoy it that way. So melee, there is more of a likelihood for fitting the holy. So melee, heka by itself is not enough. In order to be mashe, a tafshin shalom is rashi for tzolchei. So then we need es chadas, but heker without es chadas is not enough. Mashein came in the case of mishpasha for tzolchei. So then the possibility of chidush yecholim because of the standard of play is relatively slight. Because why should we be the chidush yecholim in order to be more enjoyable? But listen, the chum has been standing on fire for 5 hours and it's pretty enjoyable. But by being the chidush yecholim, it will be a little more enjoyable. So mele, we don't have to resort to Hetz Chadas. So heka by itself. I mean, that's one way of it. Now let's see how Rashi explains. Rashi doesn't say much here, but Rashi says, Shame hoched kotmo, ligole daitei, diluimichalei bitzimukei. Ligole daitei, diluimichalei bitzimukei. So Rashi says, he emphasizes the concept of his hadas, not of heker, per se. Ligole daitei, diluimichalei. So he should look at the mashe, not only if he's a special consort and he's time to be operated, but even in the case of Lulu's special consort. But like the first Lashon Teis, but in the first Lashon Teis, we said that the reason is because Teis applies the concept of Heka per se. But why did we say that? Why didn't we say in the first version of Tesis also that he is applying the concept of Es Hadas, but in the first version, Tesis assumes that once there is Es Hadas, we don't have to anticipate there is a change in disposition on account of the changed circumstance. So why didn't we say that way? Because then it would be contrary to what we assume in the second Lashon of Tesis, Lecha Tesis. So that's the reason as to why we said last week in the first Lashon of Tesis, that the first Lashon of Tesis applies the concept of Heka Pasei, not the concept of Es Hadas. Because if Tesis had applied the concept of Es Hadas, then, and Teisves in the second Lashon applies the concept of Es Hadas. And because of that, Teisves in the second Lashon says that she is only mitter in the case of Kotma Ubaro in respect to Ikdeva, that is partial control of the Islamic Theophilus. But it's not mitter in connection with Ikdeva that was not in partial control. So why does she Teisves in the first Lashon say the reverse? Only it's possible. Why should we say it? So that's why we said last week that the first Russian Tesis adopts the approach of Heka Pesei, not the approach of Es Hadas. But Rashi says, Shame hoched kotmo, Golos daitei dumichal. So Rashi emphasizes the concept of Es Hadas, not the concept of Heka. some, if he emphasizes the concept of his hadas, so then obviously according to Rashi, we have to say that even in the case of Kavna Ruvacho, where there is a changed circumstance, we still have a presumption that he was Messiah Bas. Otherwise, Ashi couldn't say, Shana Hochani Kotmo, we go with Daitu in Michale. How is it go with Daitu in Michale? But there was a changed circumstance. So maybe the Huvaro affected a change of mind in the subjective disposition of the person. So, obviously, according to Rashi, so even if we apply the approach of Heshadas, not of Heka per se, so still there is a presumption that if he does a mice, he's given a kaitain, even if it's Huba, and there is a changed circumstance, so we don't anticipate a change disposition because of the change circumstance. So then, but if that is Ashishite, that once Kotmo, there is a riot for a subjective disposition against Chitri Cholim in face of the change circumstance, it constituted by the Ubaro. So then Rashi should say that even in the case of Lunis Vashakotzol Chai Kotmo Ubaro Shuchir Buddha, but Rashi emphasizes here, Shan Hochad Kotmo, we go Daite do Michele Vitzimuke. Rashi emphasizes do Michele Vitzimuke, implying it's not here, I ignore it. So you could say Lavdavke, but still Rashi, I don't think it's reasonable to say Lavdavke in Rashi, because Rashi was in a big Daiti. So why does Rashi emphasize we go a Daiti do Michele Vitzimuke? Rashi should say, you go with Daiti Loi Michale, why is it okay? Or you could say, because we talk Siyar and stomach Liyar. All right. But still, so it's mashma a little from Rashi's Loshin, that Rashi agrees on a practical level with the second Loshin basis. What does the second Loshin basis say? The Traveshe is only matter Shia in the case of Mispashal Kotzolch and Mistamet Yotale. But in the case of Lunes Bashal Kotzolch and Mitzkotma Zuhubaro, then the Traveshe is not matter Shia. It's much more that Rashi agrees on a practical level. But for a different time, because Rashi emphasizes the expression Shanhor and Kotmo, we call it Daitegel Michale Mitzimuki, implying only by Mistamik Yofale Shiizmuki, because there is Eschadas. But Luis Bashla Kotzolche, then Shiiz Osea. Then Shiiz Osea, in the case of Kotmo Behudaba. Why is it Osea? But what if the change circumstance, if Rashi should be that the change circumstance might possibly bring about a change disposition, so then even by his Vashti Kotzolch and Stamet Yopalei, Shia should be yourself. And if Rashi should be is that in view of the fact that he made it with Hoftim, he did the mice, he worked out, so that's a riot that he's indisposed towards the Holy in face of the changed circumstance of Hubaro. So then it should be Muter in Lunis Bashal Kotzolche. So it should be Muter in Lunis Bashal Kotzolche. Why does Rashi emphasize, does Rashi imply only in connection with the idea that there's in Bashal Kotzolche, but we stand with the opulent is Muter Shia by Kotlo Rubaro, implying that in connection with the Deiro, that there's Lurin's Bashal Kotzolche, so then by Kotlo Rubaro, she is also why? If it had been on the base, so it's like the second Washington says, but But take the second Russian basis, we explain that the basis of two concepts. But Rashi doesn't mention the concept of Ekadasei. Rashi mentions only the concept of Pesach Hadas. So, from the point of view of Pesach Hadas, Monashech, if there is Pesach Hadas, in spite of the fact that it was Rubaro and the original fire was revived, so Mele should be mutter in the case of Loinis Bashal Kotzorchei. Why does Rashi allow it only in the case of Bashal Kotzorchei and Samid Yofale, implying that if Loinis Bashal Kotzorchei is Rosa, but if there is Pesach Hadas? So we can explain the Rashi by taking notice of the Rashi dimension. And that's very important to Rashi. Now let's go back again to the Mishnah. Chiroshi Sukuo Vikash Vikavubo Nesno Atapshu Vigeth Sibaritza Melita Chinkei Vyachinit in the same Vishamayim Unchamim Abol Itapshu Vishulim Unchamim Itapshu Vishamayim Unmeitin Abol Matzirim Vishulim Avmas. Alright, the Gemara is Rabayit where the Melita means the Litin means Elisha or Litin means Oyaz. But let's see the Rashi. When the Shammai say Chami, even if it is going to be cut off, so he's allowed to live on the day of Chami, but not Tavshir. Why not Tavshir? Even if I go to be cut off. So Rashi has two pshat. Avolim Tavshir, one pshat is the Yichalei, the Shulei, the Oslachtei. Zei Roshan Yechadgeh. In Amen is kind of machshav, they mail the parash. So he mentions two reasons as to why Bishamai Aser Shir. Well, finally, more than that, that is reference to Shir Chazora, okay, but according to one Russian, it is reference when Bishamai say Hamar with Tafsha to Shir. Even if it's called the Kotom, so we shall say only Shia of Ham is Mita, but Shia of the Tafshi is also two reasons. One is because of the Russian Yechad, the second Russian is Merzikim Vash. Then Gav, the other member of the Shemai, Mishamayim and Meitim Nahuim Nazirim, Mishamayim and Meitim Nahuim Rashi says, Loi Marzirim Mishabes, he melts the Kinevash. Why do Rashi say here too the same thing? Number one, the Nichalei, the Avaloi Marzirim, the Nichalei Yishulei, the Oselach Tuei, in Ame, Niskaimo Machshavti, melts the Kinevash. So, Tom the Davor, how is it that in respect to the first member of the Shammai, Avaloi Tavshil, Rashi mentions two reasons. Respect of the second member of Rabbi Shammai, Loi Marzirim, Rashi could have mentioned the same two reasons. No, he only mentions Melzer and Rashi. So of course, according to the Russian Yidore, that Lo Yite means Lo Yishe, it's not like Hananiah. So then, there is a good reason as to why Rashi, in the first member of Rabbi Shammai, which is reference to Shia, not to Chazore, so there Rashi says, not on Melzik and Rashiel, but also, Zeyro Shem Yechati Yechol. Masheikei, the second reason, but the second member of Rabbi Shammai, Meitli Nabaloi Marzirin, Rashi mentions only Melzik and Rashiel. He doesn't mention Zeyro Shem Yechate Yechol. It's obvious from Rashi the fact that in one memory after the other, so Rashi mentioned the first memory of Rabbi Shammai, Rashi mentions two reasons Zeyro Shem Yechate Yechol and Melzik and Vashel. The second memory, Loi Marzirin, he only mentions Melzik and Vashel. Now, according to Taisi, and most Rishonim agree with this, that when Bishamai say Chamim Avolim Tavshir, Bishamai had reference to Chamim Shaloi Miz Bashal Kotzorchon and to Chamim that Miz Bashal, so even Chamim that was Loi Miz Bashal Kotzorchon, Bishamai allowed to be shaved. on the keel that he's going to become. Even Chamin Shaloyok. And then in Tafshil, the Yasa Shiyeh, even Tafshil sends Vashel Kassel. In that case, you say, yeah, we shouldn't be. But most of the Shemi agree with this. If we assume Rashi agrees with this, so maybe we can understand the reasons why Rashi is explaining the person in the Rabbi Shammai mentions two reasons. And Rashi explaining the second member of the Shammai mentions only one reason. Why? Because Rashi mentions two reasons, so it's not that Rashi is a Sofi, whether it's Irishan Yechad Yishaya, and he is a Sofi, as to whether it's Irishan Yechad Yishaya by going to Kotum. That's why in the first Lashon it says Yerushim Yechate, and the second Lashon mentions Melchizedek and Rachel, because in the second Lashon he held that it's not Shayach to the Yerushim Yechate, it's called the Kotum. So that's why he has to mention Melchizedek and Rachel. And the same thing is true. Why does he mention in the first Lashon Yerushim Yechate? Why isn't he satisfied with the Lashon of Melchizedek and Rachel? Because in the first Lashon he held that it's possible to argue that since it's only involved Shia, it's not shy of the same Melchizedek and Rashi. If there is a Maise, let's say, so then it's shy of the same Melchizedek and Rashi. But if he Shevol Taise, Shia means, you know, whatever he does, he goes on Friday, and Shabbos he doesn't do anything. He just lets the cat stay there on the kill. So maybe it's not shy of the sin of the Rashi. I think it's not the two machines that Rashi mentions. So Achille can check. You know, sometimes you find the shame in the mention two machines, and the two machines don't supplement each other. They just Achille can check. And sometimes you find two machines from the shame when the two machines only supplement each other. I think that the reasons why Rashi in the first member mentions two Lashonos, not because one Lashon is Chelik and the other. The first Lashon holds that it's not Shayach to say Melchizedek and Rashi that is Shiyeh, and the second Lashon holds that it's not Shayach to say to be Gezer, Hashem Yechavim Yeholim, in the case of God. The two Lashonos supplement. In other words, because Rashi agrees with cases that when the Shammai say Chamin Avaloi Tavshil, they mean Chamin is Mutarim Loi Mishbashel Kotzorokon, and Tavshil is also Shia even Mishbashel Kotzorokon, in view of the fact that it's Tamek Yopra, it's Tamek Yopra. So Mele, the Tam of Melzek Mishbashel is only Shayach to apply to the case of Lumi's Bashel Kosar. So then it's Melzik and Mivashel. Why is it only Melzik and Mivashel? Because Mivashel Mamish is not Shayach. Even on the Rabbana level, it's not Shayach to say Mivashel Mamish. He doesn't do anything. I mentioned yesterday, there's a Machlekes between the Rashba and the Rambam and the Reiser. According to the Rashba is not. I don't know whether the Rashba says it in Shabbos, maybe he does, but I know that Rajbo says it in Noches, there is a Kedusha, Rajbo in Noches. So the Rajbo in Noches says that on the Raisa level, if a tapshil is pre-cooked Friday, before Shabbos, then on Shabbos you warm it up, so on the Raisa level we say in Bishlach HaBishl, even though the Bishl, a second cooking, involved in a full cooking, whereas the original cooking was only partial. But on the Raisa level, the Rajpa says, you say in Bishlach HaBishl once, it was Mizbashel Timachal Mizbashel. And the Raisa said, but in the Rabbanon there is Bishl, if it was not Mizbashel Kotzor. And the Rajpa's Chai is because the Gemara says, Hanania says, that there is no Yisar of Bishl Yaakov. There is no Yisar of Bishul Yaakov. Keine Ehe, Kohlschuh, die Machung von der Säue, Mutter war Schäse und Abitiro, war von Fische in Kuhfolgten. So retten sie für die Säue und mit Asche in solchen Tagen. Die Machung von der Säue, then Goy came and cooked it again, until it was completely cooked, there is no Israel. So, the Rambam city is, that Machung von der Säue on a Gereiser level is not considered to be. So why is it not there if it's not considered Mishnah? And the Reis Lehm saw that from the Rambam, the view of the fact that the Shriyakum is the Rabbonon, so mele the Chachonim are making. That once it was the Zvashir of the Yisrael, the Machad of the Soya, so no Yisrael of the Shriyakum is how. But on the Reis level, if it was the Zvashir of the Machad of the Soya, let's say Gabi Shabbos, and then Machod and Kisori on Friday, and then on Shabbos, he would cook it again, he would chay v'chavis. So there's the Rajbo's life. So, but the Rajbo is also made it, that on the Rabbono level, so certainly, if it was only in his Vashu, on Friday, to Machod and Kisori, and on Shabbos, he cooks it completely, so then he's Mvashu Mamesh, not Merzik. Not Merzik. Vashal Mamesh. But here we are doing in Shia. So Rashi says, Merzik in Vashal. But when can we say Merzik in Vashal? Even Merzik in Vashal, only when Slim's Vashal comes off. But if it is the Vashal Kotok that we stand to operate, so then we couldn't even say Merzik in Vashal. At all, it already is Vashal. So there is a lot of Bishlach Abishu, so it's not Melzik in the Vashal either. It's not Melzik in the Vashal either, unless there is Nisim HaKadosh altogether. But if there is no Nisim HaKadosh, it's a question of Chazorah, we restore the data to the same place where it was before. So then, if it's in Vashal Kotzorah, we couldn't say Melzik in the Vashal. We couldn't say Melzik in Rashi. But some Mele, Rashi has the resolve. In the first memory of Bishamai, Rashi has to mention both times. Not that each Loshin negates the other. No, each Loshin supplements the other. Because Rashi agrees in cases and most machine that Stam Ham Mitafshir has reference to Luin's Bashan Kotzorchei and he has reference also to his Bashan Kotzorchei. So Bishamai Al Matia. So Bishamai Asa Tafshir shall Luin's Bashan Kotzorchei and Bishamai Asa Ibn Shie of Tafshir that was Nisbashu Kotzorchei. So Rashi mentions the time of Michli Vishuli Voslach Tuye in respect to the Tapshil Shaloi Nisbashu Kotzorchei. But he mentions the time of Michli Vishuli Voslach Tuye in respect to Tapshil Shaloi Nisbashu Kotzorchei. So then he couldn't mention Merzik in the Vashal. What kind of a Merzik in the Vashal is? He said, if it is in Vashal Kotzorchei. But then he says, in Amen is kind of machshavte in Merzik in the Vashal in respect to a Tapshil that would learn his Vashal Kotzorchei. So even Shia is Merzik in the Vashal, even though he doesn't do anything. But in respect to a Tapshil, Shaloim is Bashal Kotzorchei, that we couldn't see Nazim in Bashal. So there, Rashi has to resort to the time of Chidgachov. machine king dir hazore, so then merze can be vashe, we can be applied even in connection with the tafshil shel izbashel kol tzorche. So since he does a maise on Shabbos, and Rashi shikri hazore is on, so on Friday there is no Isar Chazor. So when he does the Maise, so even if it's the even if it's the special Kotorche, but if it's the Stami Kiyokoi, so we can very well be considered as an algebraic. So Mele, I think that the reason now applying that to the Rashi here, one in Zion, he still has, in spite of the fact that there is a changed circumstance, and we don't anticipate a changed disposition on account of the changed circumstance. So Mele, then the question arises, if Rashi Shiti is that Kotmo always comes involved in his Hadas, even in face of Puvaro, so then Rashi should say that it's Mukhaveshi's Matashi in the case of Kotmo Puvaro, even in the case, even in connection with the Tafshil Shalom is Bashal Kotzorche, like the first Lashon Tesis, what Rashi emphasizes here, the Leinichale Bitzimuke, implying that Chaveshi is only matter, like the second Lashon Tesis, that Shia is only matter in connection with the Deiro that was Nispashal Kotzorche with Nistamu Kuyokale, but not in connection with the Deiro that Loin is Bashal Kotzorche. So Bishleim Teisves, so he said, because Teisves applies both concepts. But Rashi doesn't mention the concept of Eker. So it's mashma that Rashi only applies the concept of Hesachadas. So if he applies the concept of Hesachadas, in spite of the fact that he was Hubaro, so Rashi Shiti is that the fact that he was Hubaro does not create a topic. Maybe he changed his mind because of the Hubaro, that he might as well take advantage of the changed circumstance and make a Chidi Gacholim. So that, why does Rashi emphasize that only L'Nichalim L'Simuke, that only in the case of his Bashal Kotzorche, but Mistamit Yopoe is Muter, but not in the case of Lunis Bashal Kotzorche, so it's in Rashi something else. In other words, in the case of his Bashal Kotzorche, but Mistamit, so then as long as we have a raya that there is Mishadas, we do not have to engage there for Chidi Gacholi, because subjectively is indisposed towards Chidi Gacholi. And even though it was Ubaro, we don't suspect that he changed his intention. But vis-à-vis a deal that was Bashal Kotzorche, so then it's still also in spite of the fact that there is a Shadas, because of Merzik and Mivashir. So, Mele, Rashi says, Shanhochen Kotmo, because the Daitin of Nichol is in the So, in other words, because there are two issues. One Isar is based upon Exeroshen Yechad Yechol. So, if it's Kotmo, so then there is a raya that there is a Shadas, we don't have to be Chayshish. That he changed his mind on account of the changed circumstance of the Huda. So, some melee smoother, so there is no shosha of Chidi Gacholi. But, in conjunction, in vis-a-vis, Deo Shalom Vashel Kol Tzorcho, so then it is also because of Melzik and Vashel, so melee, Rashi emphasizes that Kadeshi is only not there. In the case, man for building a house in the house. In the house of man. Of the root, the last corner.